summer day, what's better than some ice-cold lemonade? Many people in South Asia say they have a contender, and it's a drink they say refreshes the soul. You might look for it in your nearest South Asian grocery store. Reporter Sushmita Pathak got hers on the crowded streets of Old Delhi.
It's a hot, humid afternoon, and Abdul Wahid is hacking at a big block of ice with a knife. The ice sits in a pool of a deep red liquid. As chunks of the ice break off, Wahid pours me a glass. Thank you. Now, this is so cool and refreshing. It has a very sweet floral taste. And it's not like anything I've ever had before. This is the life of the summers. It's the pride of the summers, goes the announcement at Wahid's stall. The drink is called Ruafza, Urdu for soul rejuvenator. And it is South Asia's go-to summer beverage.
The sound of the summer birds and the taste of Ruafza, you know, it just transports me. I just love Ruafza.
Food critic Mariam Reshi has been having Ruafza since the 1960s, when her family first came to Delhi. But Ruafza is much older. It was created in 1907 by Hakim Hafiz Abdul Majid, a traditional medicine practitioner, to beat Delhi's scorching heat.
So sugar is an ingredient. There is 10 herbs, and that provides the basic nature of the product, which is to cool the body down.
That's Hamid Ahmed, Majid's great-grandson, who now runs the India food division of the company called Hamdard. There's also a Hamdard Pakistan, established by Ahmed's grand-uncle. Ruafza is the company's star product.
So Ruafza still is around 60% of Hamdard in India. 900 million glasses of Ruafza are consumed every year in India.
900 million glasses every year. There's also a fizzy variant, a sugar-free version, and a Ruafza milkshake. At the Hamdard factory near Delhi, cartons of bottles are moving up a conveyor belt and into a truck.
During peak season, there are around 20 to 25 trucks of Ruafza going out of the factory every single day.
And if you want any more proof of Ruafza's popularity, just ask the vendor, Abdul Wahid. His stall in Old Delhi has been in his family for three generations. Those who have Ruafza once always come back, he says. One customer says she gets a Ruafza whenever she's in the neighborhood. Her friend says her family breaks their Ramadan fast with Ruafza and dates. A few feet away, there's a stall selling a special drink, milk, watermelon juice, and Ruafza. It's called Sharbat-e-Muhabbat, the drink of love. But the vendor, Sandeep, says he himself isn't fond of Ruafza. After mixing it all day, he doesn't really care for it, he says. He's not alone. Ruafza has its fair share of haters. Some people find it too sweet and consider it unhealthy. It is also up against a lot of competition from other drinks. But food critic Mariam Reshi says Ruafza has endured.
Any product has ups and downs. But this thing is something that has weathered all storms.
Reshi had to cut down her Ruafza indulgence 10 years ago when she was diagnosed with diabetes. Since then, she says summers are just not the same anymore. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Delhi.